and 690.
Accept the report and recommendation to extend and modify the early agenda pilot project through December 21, 2016.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. This has been a partnership between my office and the city auditor, Mary Hal Caballero, and Sarah Landis is here to present.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sarah Landis, city auditor's office. I have your clerk, Carla Morelove, with me for any questions.
She's here to object to the new system.
So we began the pilot project for early filing and early agenda release in late October of last year. The purpose of the pilot was to determine if it was feasible to produce the council agenda one day earlier on Thursdays, and this meant pushing the filing deadline to Monday from where it had been on Thursday. The idea was to give commissioners and the public more time to review agenda items before council meetings on Wednesdays. Overall, the results of the pilot project were mixed, with some benefits for commissioners' offices and some drawbacks for them as well. The experiment was extremely difficult for the council clerks and created many workflow and workload issues that could not be resolved. Monday filing deadline was generally seen by commissioner offices and bureaus as a drawback. They reported difficulty meeting the deadline for a variety of reasons, and they also reported that they had to delay or require 4/5 approval for items that were time-sensitive but were not ready for Monday filings. Thursday agenda release was seen as positive by pretty much everybody because it provided additional time for agenda review. The problems for the clerks in terms of workflow were many. It created disjointed work as they handled two agendas simultaneously, and this was especially difficult when one of the clerks was absent. It increased the number of agenda revisions, and especially 4/5 and time certain cancellations. We saw 9 4/5 items in the 7 months that we had the pilot project running at the time that we produced this report, whereas in the past there had been a high of 3 over the course of the entire year. There is a greater risk for error and omission. There was more work after hours. There was more duplication of work. We also had some transparency concerns. Revisions and 4/5 make it difficult for the public to track what's going on with the agenda. There is a risk for delay in completion of disposition documents, and there was a correlation between the very early holiday filings and increased agenda modifications and scheduling problems down the road. The clerks feel strongly that the early agenda approach, as it is currently outlined, is not sustainable for our office. However, we really appreciate the desire to have earlier access to the agenda so that more review and research can take place prior to council meetings. So what we are proposing is in this report is that council extend the pilot project for another 6 months through December with the following changes. The filing deadline would move from Monday at 5 to Tuesday at noon, allowing more time to submit documents. The agenda will be released as early as possible on Fridays, hopefully by noon or earlier. And our ability to do this depends largely on the length of Thursday meetings and on staff coverage. We track data to see how this process goes and discuss with council at the end of the pilot period. And then finally, a draft agenda could be produced and provided for the council chiefs of staff on Thursday evenings for additional review time. This would have to have limited circulation, would be subject to change, and would not have supporting documents attached. The benefit of this would be additional time for commissioner offices to ask questions of other offices, prepare for the Friday Chiefs of Staff meeting, and generally get ready for the next week's council meeting a little bit earlier. But we are concerned about having drafts of agendas out there and the confusion that that might cause. So we'd have to think that through a little more, but we'd be willing to do that. So that is the report, and the option before you is to approve the report and accept the recommendation to extend the pilot project with the modifications, or I guess do nothing and we revert back to the original filing deadlines and that are in code.
I just want to add that I greatly appreciate Sarah, Carla, Sue, the city auditor, your patience and willingness to try to make this work, and I strongly support the revised pilot to see if we can get that little bit more, even a few hours of time on a Friday afternoon is good for my staff and for the public to be able to review, and I appreciate your shared valuing of that principle.
Yeah, I think this might thread the needle pretty well. The first two recommendations, the Tuesday by noon filing and the early Friday release of the agenda, those are firm, but the draft agenda to chiefs of staff on Thursday evenings is kind of a maybe.
I think we can go ahead and give it a try. If we run into some real problems, we can walk back on that. What I am concerned about is, like I said, multiple agendas being available and having misinformation for the public when they could wait six working hours and have a good, clean draft.
We're very good at balancing multiple agendas on this city council.
Well, and the other advantage is that if we have something on a Thursday afternoon council that needs to go over, it will now be able to go over to the following week instead of for 2 weeks.
That's right.
I have two questions. One is, with these proposed modifications, will we likely decrease the current usage of the 4/5 agenda items?
I have to turn
the
mic on.
Carla. Of all people.
Yeah,
welcome, our distinguished clerk.
Thank you. The 4/5 coming on, the leftovers from the Thursday, were a real big concern for us, a real problem for us. So, and this will solve that because we're going to be able to put anything carried over from Thursday, as Commissioner said, onto the next week instead of that 2 week kick out.
And that's very important for a lot of reasons, including the fact that we've run into some problems with 4/5 where we haven't had a requisite quorum on the council.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. that gets more complicated. Carla, I wanted to ask you one other question that's not off the report, which is, in addition to the proposed modifications which we're going to adopt today, are there any other things that you would like our offices to focus on that make your job easier?
Thank you, Commissioner. What really helps is that a lot of you, or most of you, when you have items for filing, you bring them in early. That really helps, and we really, really appreciate that. And checking the items for thoroughness, even that's just the backing sheet, making sure the dollar amount is there, that what agenda you want it on is correct. That's, you know, a check of the backing sheet by your offices is appreciated.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sounds like
a solution. Public will still get earlier notice than the old way of doing business, and I like that. That's obviously the heart of the matter. So, okay, anyone want to speak on this item? On this item?
I'm exercising my First Amendment right to speak. I'm using my freedom of expression to speak. I do want to thank the clerks, the council clerks, for their service. Thank you very much. Amanda Fritz, you were there at a community oversight advisory board meeting where you were complicit. You sat there silent. You thanked the board for their job, for the job that they were doing. You thanked, in particular, Kathleen Sadat, the chair. Well, you saw her using her power to bully people. You saw her. And I'm pretty sure that you were part of that group that decided to bring security, planned security to be there ahead of time in a public meeting. I'm pretty sure that you were part of that. Were you part of that? Don't answer. I don't even want to know. But I know, Mayor, that you were the city was part of those. They planned on bringing police presence to a community oversight advisory board where they're supposed to be reaching out to a community that has been traumatized by police for using excessive force. You hired the people, Rosenbaum and Watson, LLP, from Chicago. You brought them here into the city to traumatize people that have been traumatized by police use of excessive force. James Chassie was murdered because of excessive force. The conversation in those meetings is about murder. And every time we want to talk about the reality of excessive force, we are shut down. because they're trying to make the meeting nice and beautiful and pretty. We have officials that constantly show up and never engage with the public. And yet they say engagement is the most important thing. Engagement is the most important thing. It's the most critical thing. Captain Michael Marshman said that. Critical. Critical. While he sits there every month, and never engages with the public, and walks out two people and ensures that they get taken away in a car, in a police car, for exercising their First Amendment right to speak, for airing their grievances. You, Commissioner Fritz, watch that whole thing go down, and you thanked Kathleen Sadat, the chair, for that type of work. Shame on you.
Thank you very much.
Shame on you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mayor Hales, shame on you.
Thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me. I still have 3 seconds. I want my 3 seconds back.
It was beeping.
I want my 3 seconds back.
It was counting down.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was beeping now. Go ahead. You have 3 seconds.
Shame on you, Mayor Hales.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's take a vote, please.
I'm here to speak, sir.
Sorry, I thought you had, Mary.
Okay. I wasn't just here to film. Misunderstanding. Hi, my name is Mary Rose Lenore Eng, and I'm here to speak on the measure under Commissioner Amanda Fritz, Measure 690, to accept the report and recommendation to extend and modify the early agenda pilot project through December 21st, 2016 report. So here's just some friendly feedback from a consumer of the city governmental services, or a citizen, as they used to say in the French Revolution time, citoyenne. One thing I've noticed about the meetings, more generally speaking, is sometimes the terms are not quite user-friendly. So I had my aha moment towards the end, and I was like, oh, I get what this measure is about. This is about the preparation of this Magna Carta of the meeting. So this comes out. It's also printed in our fabulous DJC Oregon. So any young emerging activists who need to get an agenda can pick one up at the door, or also pick these up in the city boxes and outside in the hall. So I just wanted to draw attention to Carla Moore Love for her incredible kindness and sensitivity to me through my years being an activist here in Portland, and applaud any measures which will help the citizens participate in governance in an expedient and friendly and harmonious way. And I'd also like to point out that my unruly schedule, where sometimes maybe I'll apply to speak and then I'm not in town, don't interrupt now, that she's very sensitive about that. And when I first wanted to speak about police brutality against a blind brain injured man who I was helping, she was very sensitive about emailing her a request to speak. So that's fabulous. But I was under the understanding from a very noted activist, Lone Vet, also known as Joe Walsh, was that there was some kind of move where the concept of the open mic at the meeting was in your predecessor, Sam Adams, who the notorious pedophile who had abused that poor fellow who came out on his blog, Brad Breedlove, when he was underage. The underage sex pedophile, Sam Adams, had removed the possibility of citizens to just come in and speak. So down at county, they still have the open mic, which I much prefer, less premeditation, less agenda making, less written in stone. So say the tragedy in Orlando happens, you can go in and talk about the tragedy in Orlando, sign up that day. And I would highly move that the council, in a move towards true democracy, move towards a less exclusive, aristocratic, reading-centric. Dyslexic people don't understand this, and make it more user-friendly for us and more disability-friendly so we can get more opinions up here, more ideas, more communication styles, verbal styles, linguistic styles, and get just more outreach to all kinds of communities, including across different age groups, so we can have more fun.
Yes. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Again, on this situation, I do like the pilot project being extended. Again, I want to commend the work and the efforts of Carla and the auditors, which I think do exceptional work. And why I say that is it's the way that they like and how they deal with the public. And when this speaker by the name of Artist is making statements to you, Mr. Rosenbaum and Ms. Watts do not know how to deal with the public. And the reality is when we're talking freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and trying to allow people from the public to speak, they get cut off every time they try to do that. They end up getting arrested. They end up getting intimidated. They end up receiving things over the internet of harassment, almost hate speech toward them. And the reality is, if you do not step in and change that immediately, in my opinion, the settlement agreement, and I'm hoping Federal Judge Michael Simon will step in and take that agreement and void it immediately, and understand that you're in a position right now that if the public is speaking out against these individuals, I would highly recommend you look at making changes immediately and understand that you are still bound by that settlement agreement on how you treat the public, how you treat people that are mentally ill, how you allow people to exercise their freedom of speech and to speak in front of you is part of the settlement agreement itself. And if you don't want to follow that, I think that settlement agreement is in jeopardy, and I think it will fall apart, and this will be a historic situation that takes place, and it's going in that direction right now. Thank you.
Good morning. Charles Johnson, for the record. And on both sides of these tables, I'm sure we have abundant respect and love for everybody in the clerk's office, especially Ms. Carla Love Moore. So that the heads don't get too swollen in the awesome clerk's office, I will say it's tragic that there wasn't a sign-up sheet for this particular item. But, you know, there's so much work being done there. It is unfortunate that as Commissioner Fritz brought this item forward, this city council has not had a public discussion about the effectiveness of the communications policy regarding democracy. It's great as a controlled forum for you. Today, we had four people sign up for five possible slots. One slot wasn't ever filled. Of the four people that signed up, one was absent. I try not to be any more dictatorial than the mayor or any of you, so I'm not telling people they have to come and use these slots. If they're not using them, the problem is not maybe as bad as I make it sound when we come up here. But I do think on the idea of timely engagement with the public, you should construct a working group and think about, Ms. Fritz has addressed this sometimes, the advantage of being able to be abreast of the issues that people raise in their communications. So I don't have a definitive opinion on that, but I do think that to an outside observer, if de Tocqueville comes and looks at Portland, he's going to say that the county has a better democratic communication process of engagement with their citizens than the way we handle the open communication. So I encourage you to, with all the other work you have ahead of you, as you readjust to this new 6 months trial program, to also possibly think about that. I do think that Mayor Sam Adams and his relationship with a person who wasn't 18 doesn't rise to the level of the way some people have described it. I think that was a bigger tragedy with prior Mayor Goldsmith. We will appreciate your engagement with the public and doing better here. You know, it's just you elected people and us, and we're having a saner, less police-influenced conversation than what Rosenbaum and Watson is able to manage with Kathleen Sadot present, I deeply respect her earlier work on marriage equality. This isn't about demonizing people. It's about getting a process that works without inflicting trauma. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, is there a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Well, thank you for this thoughtful report and for the suggested modifications. And Carla et al., you don't hear enough from us how grateful we are for the professional way that you handle your day-to-day work. And you have one of the hardest jobs in City Hall, and you perform your job with grace and with high professionalism, and we're the beneficiaries, so thank you. And if these modifications work, then we should continue them. If in 6 months you believe we should do another course correction, I hope you don't hesitate to come forward with those suggestions because we want to get it right. Thank you. Aye.
Altman?
Well, I also want to thank the clerk's office for the outstanding job they do and care and feeding of the city council and the public. So thank you so much. And I'm pleased to support this correction, and I hope it will improve the process. And I, too, will be looking with critical eye 5 or 6 months from now if these changes still are causing undue problems. Aye.
Novick.
I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's desire to make sure that the public has more notice of what we're doing. I actually appreciate myself and my staff having more notice of what we're doing. But it's also very important not to make life hell for the clerk's office. So I appreciate this modification and hope that it works. Aye.
Well, thank you very much to Sarah Landis, Carla Moore-Love, Sue Parsons, your whole team in the council clerk's office and indeed in the auditor's office. Thank you to the auditor for being willing to try this approach to get more time for both the public and council offices to see what's on the next week's agenda. I particularly thank Jasmine Wadsworth on my staff, who is now off doing great works with the presumptive Democratic nominee. And I very much appreciate her 3 years in my office being our constituent services specialist. So she knows better than anybody else in my office, I think, how important it is to have accurate information going out as quickly as possible. Thanks to everybody. Aye.
Good work. Aye. And we recess till 2 o'clock.